Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Drive Time on RT Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Minister for Justice Simon Harris and Minister for Integration Roderick O'Gorman have been meeting with the Garda Commissioner Drew Harris this evening. They're discussing the policing of anti-immigration protests following the attack on a makeshift asylum seeker camp in Dublin city centre last weekend. Well, for more on this, I'm joined now by the President of the Garda Representative Association, Brendan O'Connor. Brendan, you're very welcome to the programme. I know it's something you've been speaking about as well. You're keenly aware of the Ministers seeking an assurance from the Garda Commissioner Drew Harris that he has the personnel and the resources to police anti-immigration protests. They say yes, they're assured that they do, but the Taoiseach not convinced earlier that the resources were there to carry out their work in the streets of Dublin. What's your take on it?
Well, I suppose we would kind of reflect the Taoiseach's opinion in that we would have serious concerns about the downward trend in Garda numbers. We consistently hear about problems in relation to response times and visibility in Dublin City and across the country. And it would appear that if this situation is to escalate and put an extra demand on our members, that we'd believe that our members and the Garda Síochána is at breaking point, and we just want to know where this capacity is going to come from, because we're struggling with falling numbers. Our members are fatigued. They're already having trouble getting leave, getting access to parental leave, getting annual leave has been restricted since COVID and hasn't been restored. So we believe that we are teetering on a crisis within the Garda Síochána, and this challenge is, what we are questioning is, where will the extra resources come from? Because the Gardaí who are there on the front line are absolutely put to the pin of their collar.
So how do you
and
think
there are no extra guards to call upon?
Can I ask you then, how do you think the Minister for Justice, Simon Harris, why is he saying that he's been assured by the Garda Commissioner, Drew Harris, that he has the personnel and the resources to police anti-immigration protests, when you say the response times are lagging and that numbers are falling?
Well, I suppose we would wait till we see the detail of the response, and I'm sure that the Minister and the Commission will be questioned on their response and how they propose to suggest that the capability is there. And again,
no,
we remain
the capability is there right now. Are you saying it's not?
Well, what we're saying is it's a hypothetical discussion, and the fact that we don't know what is going to come. What we are saying is the capacity to deliver anything beyond what's been delivered at the minute is very, very limited, and we're interested to see what the plan is and what the guidelines will be, because, of course, what's perceived as an adequate response in some quarters may not be by other parties. So our members are looking for guidance and support to see what will the response be and what the plan is. But this is an evolving situation.
They're not talking about the future. They're talking about the here and now in terms of resources and personnel. Yeah, and either you have the personnel or you don't to police anti-immigration protests. This is not a year from now. This is right now. I mean, how many such protests have we had? I think 125 or so far in Dublin. It's extremely concerning for an awful lot of people. So are you saying the Gardaí don't have the numbers to police those protests?
Well, we're saying the Gardaí do not have sufficient numbers to police, to provide an ordinary day-to-day policing service with falling numbers. I mean, we're down at 14,000. We were promised 15,000. Recruitment isn't delivering. We've had significant numbers that are leaving the force. We've 43 resignations already this year. If that was to continue, that's going to be 100. That's heading for 150. And we in the GRA actually believe that come the 31st of December this year, we'll actually have less guards than on the 1st of January. So we don't believe that the service is adequately resourced in terms of personnel.
Okay, and so also those if you say that then, and you see the Garda Commissioner giving an assurance to the Minister for Justice today that the personnel is there, the resources are there, does that, in your opinion, damage morale in Garda Síochána?
Well, morale is damaged. Morale is at a very low place. As I said, the people who are going to be asked upon to deliver this response have articulated to us through many different forums that morale is on the floor. But the Garda Commissioner came to our conference and he actually disagreed with us. So we are in disagreement with the Garda Commissioner in relation to the situation on the ground. And we come to it from different perspectives. So I suppose really what we'll test is whether this escalates and the nature of the escalation. Because these protests can come from very different spectrums across the range of protests. You can have a very peaceful, with just a couple of people holding placards, to what we saw at very ugly scenes in Dublin last weekend. So as we say, we're not as confident as the Commissioner is that the capacity is there to respond.
Yeah, ugly and potentially dangerous as well. As I say, 125 anti-asylum centre accommodation protests in Dublin this year. Three new accommodation centres for asylum seekers are to open in Dublin. That's been announced yesterday evening. What if there are concerning incidents or dangerous incidents of protest around those? Do you have the resources to police those, in your opinion?
Well, we don't have the capacity within existing resources, as in the units that are on duty to provide and response policing in those locations. But whether the Garda Commissioner or local management are in a position to deploy public order units and bring them in for other parts of the country if the need arises, that'll be a managerial decision. But of course, if guards are going to be brought into Dublin City, for example, from Kildare, from Meath, from outlying or from neighbouring counties, that leaves gaps there. So it really is, you know, we have a finite number of people, they're under extreme pressure, and if they're going to be taking off other policing duties to provide the cover for this, then the other policing duties and local policing will suffer. That's what we're saying, is that there's a constant drain on our members. It's mm-hmm. unsustainable. We're asking the same group of people, in fact, less people, to do more, and something will give. So,
okay,
yes,
so it's robbing Peter to pay Paul. So yes. Would you request a meeting with the Minister for Justice about your side then?
Well, the Minister, we have met the Minister. He took time out of his schedule when he was at our conference to sit down and listen to our concerns and meet our members. So he's very aware of the concerns we have. And in fairness, he acknowledges the difficulties we face. So
he says he's satisfied with the assurance from the Commissioner today.
Well, I mean, I don't speak for the Minister, and he's entitled to hear both sides. But certainly when we articulated our views and our points, which are well made and well backed up by our research, both in terms of public attitudes and in relation to exit interviews, we are quite confident that what we say with authority and is factual.
OK, Brendan O'Connor, GRA President, thank you very much indeed for joining us.